Season 2, Episode 3. Long time no see, Tattle Pod. And I'm not sorry. I am not sorry for several reasons. Number one, I am not. And number two, I am not. This week, I decided that I'm going to talk about guilt. Feeling guilty, other people making attempts to cause us to feel guilty, and also the need to not explain ourselves or apologize for our actions, things such as saying no. And this is why I am not apologizing to you today for not publishing an episode as of late, and nor am I going to offer an explanation for the lack of entertainment that all of you have had to suffer in my absence. Before I get on a roll, I'll give you the update of my whereabouts and excursions as of late. First, I have to ask a question. I want to know, the North Carolina public education system, do they teach people how to read numbers in their curriculum? Because I have never in my existence driven through a construction zone at 20 miles per hour over the posted speed limit. And yet I still had Smokey and the Bandit running up my asshole with their whole fucking semi-truck right up my asshole. If that driver had a GoPro in there, it would have been a full-blown fucking colonoscopy. I have finally just acclimated and have just piled some money away for the speeding ticket that I will inevitably receive for speeding through a construction zone. I'm imagining that everyone here is probably tired of the never-ending construction on 26. And from what I've learned, it's better known, thank you, Mitzi, better known as Dysfunction Junction. They just don't give a flying fuck anymore. They have places to go, and fucking 55 miles an hour isn't going to cut it for them. So everything here in the state of North Carolina, it's going pretty fantabulous for me. I really like my personal space that I have going on here, and I'm able to work my job and focus on it, and for the most part, I like it pretty well. So I like it here. I like the weather here, and although it might still not be quite warm enough for me during some parts of the year, and since I have, of course, experienced my share of snow after residing in Snorhio, I just can't get excited about the probability of it falling here in the winter like everybody does. I have never seen people get so worked up about snow like these people do here. I mean, I've been threatened so many times, and especially by mountain people. No offense to mountain people, but I guess that's what they call them here. But that there's going to be snow in the mountains. There's going to be snow in the mountains. Heaven forbid you drive with a skiff of snow on the fucking road. It's like the highway to hell or something here. Some kind of weird folklore. I just don't quite get it. They should be glad that they only wish for it and don't actually get it. Because these people, they can't fucking drive worth a solitary fuck here. They can't even manage driving through a sprinkling of hail. But I'm going to take this reckless NASCAR-ish commute over living in Central Ohio, where I suffered with the disillusionment that I was enjoying myself, because I was not. So my bestie, Whoreface, who I believe I spoke about in the last episode, no, it was the episode before, season 2, episode 1. I've lost track. But my bestie, Whoreface, also known as Kenjamin, he and I work out every morning together now. He's turning a new leaf. And what was supposed to, on Saturdays, be a nice run through the River Arts District, which is another area here in Nashville. If you've not been here and you choose to come, you should explore it. It's great. But our run through the River Arts District on Saturday has now morphed into a 3-hour prancercising extravaganza. If you don't know what prancercising is, Google it. There's no way I can put it into words. It's fucking hysterical. So we prancercise through the walking path of the River Arts District amongst all of the athletes who are apparently trying to qualify for the Olympics. I'm not sure they're having fun, but we are. I drink my pre-workout, and Whoreface smokes a pre-run menthol cigarette. and then proceeds to take a twerk break in the middle of the bike path. And in case you're wondering, yes, his milkshake does bring the boys to the yard. Just in case you were curious. And finally, a hair update. Remember, I'm going to go all gray because I don't give a fuck. I got it to platinum blonde. Really platinum blonde. Honestly, it was kind of badass. And that picture of me with blonde hair is going to be my cover art for this episode. So if you glazed over it, go back to it and take a peek. I kind of liked it. But apparently I do give a fuck what I think of it, because it was like looking at a stranger in the mirror every morning. And honestly, it was so different. I couldn't adjust. And if I had been groggy enough in the morning, I might myself have thought that I switched teams and brought some hot blonde home the night before, only to realize that it was my own hot self. So needless to say, I don't really care necessarily what the world thinks, but I do care about what I think. And in the words of Amy Winehouse, I went back to black. At least the hair, that is. Guilt. Guilt is the topic of this week's podcast, in case you didn't read the title. The guilt that we place on ourselves, and the guilt that other people try to place on us, but in actuality, we place it on ourselves. Now, what brought me to this topic is the fact that I have an email I received, of course, where our writer was being made to feel guilty about who she was and who she wasn't going to invite to her wedding, which is oddly timed because my daughter is currently planning a wedding. It's not until like, not even this May, like a year from May. She's got plenty of time. But weddings, well, they're a big fat pain in the ass, honestly. And so are funerals. And they are kind of synonymous. They're both sad. Weddings and funerals, or at least, I mean, my weddings were going to the chapel and we're going to get buried. Here is the short and to the point and no fucking around email that I received. Dear Tattlepod, my husband and I are so excited to be getting married in August. They must be very young. I know, I'm an old bitter cunt. But we are recently out of college and on a tight budget. However, it is important for us to celebrate this moment with our closest friends and family. We run into a problem, though, because my husband's side of the family is huge, and we don't have the resources to invite them all. I feel guilty not inviting all of his family and don't want anybody to have hurt feelings. But I also can't imagine not having a wedding just simply because we can't invite the whole crew. Help. Dear whoever the fuck you are who wrote this email, because you didn't sign it, I actually can. In fact, I think I can be helpful. Number one, invite who you want to invite and don't explain yourself. Plain and simple. That's it. I have nothing else to offer. Because you don't have to invite all of the people that you've ever known or whoever brought your mother-in-law a casserole after her hemorrhoidectomy in 1995. Invite the people who you enjoy spending time with and who, as Marie Kondo would say, spark joy. If you do not know who Marie Kondo is, she has some organization TV show of years back, I think on like TLC, where if an item in your messy ass fucking home didn't spark joy, you just tossed it out and you didn't feel fucking bad about it either. Apply that to making your invitation list. If it's somebody you don't really know that well, you don't have to worry about inviting them. Honestly, they probably aren't going to give a fuck either. They don't fucking know your ass that well. So just invite who you know, because weddings cost a lot of money. And who wants to pay for a bunch of fucking strangers to come and drink a bunch of booze and get sloppy drunk at your wedding? Nobody. Well, if that's the way you run your wedding, I mean, that's the way our family weddings all went. At least the fun ones. If you find yourself behaving in a way or participating in an event, and this is no longer really talking about the wedding, just talking in general, but if you find yourself behaving in a way or participating in an event which you actually don't want to partake in, you are likely doing this because of guilt. Guilt that someone has served up to you, knowing that you're likely going to just choke it down like a dick. I mean, when you don't want to do something, start allowing yourself to say no. My oldest son, he is kind of an asshole, and he would laugh at me saying that. And if he didn't, well, I'm not sorry. He has taught me the value and simplicity of saying no. Literally, he just says no and offers zero explanation. I mean, why is it that when we tell people no, it's as if we crucified Christ on the cross with our own bare damn hands? Guilt is a feeling that we actually place on ourselves. And worse, often it is instigated by other people for not doing or behaving in a way that they would want us to. It kind of is like if you say, no, I don't want to come to your wedding or whatever it is. No, I can't run that errand. And the perpetrator telling you, hey, you said no, so why don't you punch yourself in the face? And that you're then dumb enough to punch yourself in the face because you told them no. Guilt is a self-inflicted self-punishment. But it's okay to say no, and you don't have to feel guilty about it. Saying no is self-care. Feeling guilty is self-punishment. You choose who you want to be. Don't be the first person in line to hurt yourself. And don't allow somebody to make you feel or try to make you feel a way that is hurtful to you. We teach other people how to treat us. And if someone doesn't like your boundaries or attempts to manipulate you to alter your boundaries or to feel guilt for placing them, well, those people, tattle potters, they're a cock-sucking chooch. Bustle up, be brave, say no. We're all adults here. Yeah, at least I hope nobody's letting their kids listen to this fucking mess. We all know, though, when we don't want to participate in something. We all know when we need alone time. We all know when we want to do a favor for somebody. And if you don't want to do those things, decline, decline, decline. It's the same theory as deny, deny, deny. Unless, of course, you do want to do those things. And that's all I have for you this week, Tattle Pod. I feel it was kind of a lot, and I hope you didn't get lost in my conversation. So email me your bullshit dilemmas at tattlepod@gmail.com or visit tattlepod.com and send me a rant and start saying no without guilt. Ciao for now, and remember, never be ashamed to tattle to your mother.